So welcome. This is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee, and this today is Friday, August the 14th, 2015, and we are about to begin our meeting. And we will ask our secretary, Adriana Castaneda, to call the roll, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jose Luis Fuentes? Janet Cobram?
Present.
Lydia Brasson?
Here.
Lawrence Reyes?
Here.
Adriana Casnave here. Robert Mark?
Here.
Janet Coleman? Celine Roberts? Jim Brown?
Present.
Benito Diaz? Janice Langewer. We have quorum, and I think that Benito Diaz and Janice Langewer asked for an excuse absence, right?
Right, and that's not necessary on a committee,
that's okay.
but thank
we
you. Just, it'll help you when you're calling roll. Thank you very much. So can we identify a timekeeper?
I can keep time for the items.
No, yeah, I didn't assign time for the items unless we want to,
okay.
But what are we allowing on the committee for comments? I mean, I don't think we've been actually doing this. Should we just wing it? And unless people get carried away, and then we can revert to this item. Okay, how's that? Okay, so minutes approval.
Yes.
I think I noticed, I think I wanted
I will resend it right now to the whole committee. I sent it before, but I will resend it. Okay.
Right. I would like to postpone it till our next meeting because I did see just a few, like, typos from the original questions, as I recall. So I want to get those really exact.
Janet Kay, can I?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I happened to notice that there were two questions that I had proposed that I thought we had agreed on, and they're not included. But aren't we going to be talking about the questions during this meeting? Isn't that an agenda item?
Yes, I think that we can clarify some of that during the agenda, but in terms of the minutes of what we actually voted, I would like to postpone that till the next meeting.
Okay, I'm going to resend the questions that I thought should be included. Anyway, okay.
Okay, is there any objection to postponing until our next meeting? They were excellent, by the way. Adriana, that was a really, really difficult meeting to follow all the little nuts and bolts. Plus, we kept revisiting the same thing over and over again. So I don't know how you did it. You did a superb job. I just saw a few little typos or incomplete sentences with the questions. Is there any objection? Okay, thank you.
Jana Kay, can I just?
Yes.
Yeah, I too want to commend Adriana for the minutes. Thank you very much, Adriana.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm supposed to do that, and it's an easy committee because we are really not that many people.
Right. Well, it's not that many people, but it's really technical. You know, we did so much technical work missing and falling over ourselves with this, so thank you again. Okay, so let's move on. Okay, so I'm going to update you. Some of this, I may or may not do some of this in executive session, but anyway, there's probably only like 2 minutes there. In terms of the good news is that we have HR. Not a full HR person or anything like that, but those who are new on the board may not know that as a service, as a kind of an adjunct service that you still have to subscribe to it separately, of our insurance broker, we do have HR access, including access to HR attorney. Excuse me. And it is not the same. It's still the same company. It's Holman HR, but it's not the same person that used to deal with us. It's no longer with them. We have a new person. This all just happened yesterday. We finally got this done. This is after exploring completely free nonprofit advice and having other referrals that were strictly online so you couldn't call. So John and I have gone through a lengthy process of trying to identify what we could afford to have as HR. Anyway, we were able to arrange for this, and I think it will be a great big help. So my pressing need for that kind of advice was in posting the job to site. There has always been a lot of confusion as to when it is that you have to post in the daily newspapers, which are extremely expensive if you post for like a week, which is recommended. And what I learned yesterday, and again, it was only like a five-minute conversation. At the end of the day, she was about to leave, and she doesn't work on Fridays. So I'm going to recap our discussion in an email and send it to her on Monday so that we have this enshrined in writing somewhere that we can distribute to the board. But anyway, she said that only your top executives, your ED and your CFO, are exempt, and other positions are not, but they are exempt. So in this case, we do not have to post, and that affects our overall budget, which has been really hampering some of our posting. And so that's one issue. She also defined further the breadth of the diversity that we have to do outreach, or we should do outreach. These are a lot of this is just recommendations because we are an EEO employer. And so that was extremely helpful. And so she helped on various, and she seems very capable and very anxious. So I will, to help us better. Anxious about us. And I tried to explain our process. I will be recommending she read our bylaws as well, because I still want to pursue that question as to whether general managers are considered the executives of the individual stations. Her preliminary opinion was no, that the only ones we have to deal with in relation to posting in the dailies would be your executive director and your chief, that you do not have to post, is the executive director and the chief financial officer who I exempt. And in terms of the length of the posting, she goes, there is nothing set in stone. She recommends 30 days in terms of government jobs. That's pretty standard, but there's you could post for less if you chose to. I will ask this committee to extend the deadline another, I don't know, we can discuss it whether it should be another 2 weeks. We only have 16 resumes, but we have not advertised broadly for a number of reasons. Part of it was some of these questions that had to be answered. Part of it was the availability to the company or the use of the company credit card, which was being used for other issues. So all of the smaller advertisements on just my personal card for now or forever. and there were the little obstacles were, for example, some of the companies like Idealist, for example, had previous personnel committee chairs who were the administrators, and you had to get permission from them according to the website. But anyway, we finally circumvented that, and we finally were able to start, you know, posting. I'm encountering that with different providers. And so then the other question that we have to decide at this meeting is how to get, how does this committee want to have access to the resumes? Do you want to go to a site, or do should I just send you in an attachment to resumes? I personally don't have a problem with that, as long as, you know, I mean, we know that it's confidential and we have to keep it only with board members. And I personally think that the board, if they choose to look at them, can. Usually they don't avail themselves of that because of the volume of resumes, and I think that once they usually prefer to just look at the final. So anyway, but I just want to get
over personal privilege.
Can I say point of order?
And I'm done. That was the end of my update.
Janet K., point of order.
Okay. Yes. Let me, Bob, first.
Yep.
First.
We have two members who are trying to get on the call and having difficulty. They say after they type in the code, it's freezing up and not connecting. I wouldn't know what to say to get it to work, but maybe you all do.
No, Otis, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, and the answer is I have nothing to do with it.
Who are the members?
Jose Luis and Janet Coleman.
Oh, my God.
You just try and again.
They should try again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they are.
Sometimes.
But they sent out an email to all of us, and so I just thought I'd report it.
Yeah, I have no control over what LoopUp does. I have no control over it. If they really can't get in, then I can call them and bring them in that way.
Okay, let me...
But what's happened to me is I've just, you know, tried again. There have been a number of times that I've had to call two or three times in order to get in.
Okay, let me. They're calling the executive session. That sometimes happens. So, let me email them the number. Okay, well,
for the executive session?
Yes, because we're going to have an executive session, and people often, you know, get confused.
Right. Okay.
And are calling the wrong one. Okay. So,
Madam Chair, I will email them. Both numbers.
Yeah, I'm just going to email them this number so they don't get confused.
I will do it right now.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay, that's okay. Perfect.
Okay. I'm doing it to the whole committee, actually. But. Okay, so, Janet, you had a point of order.
Yeah, I hate to do this. Well, first of all, I was happy to hear your report, but I don't think we approved the agenda.
Oh, sorry. Very good. Very good point. Does anybody want to move to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there any objection? Okay, good. Okay, thank you, Janet, for the reminder. Okay, so are there any questions so far about what I said? Okay. Okay. So, first of all, let me tackle. Should we? Does anybody object to extending it another couple of weeks? Let me see. Where are we now? The 14th. Let's say. Should we just? Okay. First of all, let me back up. When is our next meeting, Janet Coburn? You have this pretty much in your head.
The 28th, August 28th.
Yes.
Okay. Should we make that our...
That would be Adriana would have, yeah.
No, but you have the calendar committed to memory because you said it.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I have it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Adriana. So August 28th, can we extend it to August 28th? So 16 is not a good pool, and we frankly have not been able to post for all the reasons that I mentioned as broadly as I would like.
Janet K., point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
You may suggest that somebody else needs to move to extend it.
Okay. I don't know if that's true in the committee, but...
So moved. I move to extend the deadline for submitting resumes to August 28, 2015.
Thank you. Are there any objections? I don't need a second on committee. Are there any objections? Okay. Then that's what we'll do. And so then my next question, it was, how do people want to receive these resumes? Should I just send them to our committee by attachment as they come in? Anyone?
Janet Kay?
Yes, go ahead.
So there was a way for the, during the ED hire process that the resumes were sent out last year.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was individual emails.
No, it wasn't. Go ahead.
I don't remember what tool was used, but they were, I don't really care. Sorry,
well,
but
I think that we had discussed something. They could be, there's a placeholder place that we can all like log into and look at them. And if Otis is still on the call, he can explain that. And I think it was imperative for the ED position. I think the difference is that this is less apt to be people that we know and or, you know, whatever. It's not the same profile of candidates at all. This is a very specific professional task.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana. Okay, Adriana.
Yes.
And then.
I believe that probably will be safer if you can send it to the individual emails, and then, you know, we are in a small group of people, and I believe that we can probably keep a secret, unless that, I don't know, emails sometimes, you know, are being hacked. I don't know what to say, but I don't know which is the safest way, but we need to keep the confidentiality for those people, right?
Hello?
Yes.
Janet Kay, I can't hear you.
No, I'm finished. I'm finished.
Jim Brown. You finished?
Lydia, are you still there?
I've seen that we lost Lydia. Well, Jim, if you want to start speaking in the meantime,
well, yeah, Lydia should be able to hear that, though.
Yes. I finish. Is Jim time?
Yes.
Yeah, but...
We're waiting for Lydia.
Yeah.
Anybody still out there?
Yeah. We're waiting for
What's
Lydia.
Going on? Okay.
Well, Lydia asked him to have dropped off the call.
Yes.
So we're kind of waiting for her to come back. Or
we can keep talking in the meantime, right? I think that Jim, I mean, you want to say something, why not?
Yeah, well, you know, I found that having the having resumes in a secure place so that we could go in at our leisure when we were ready to go in to look at them, to me was worked out very well, so that we wouldn't have to print out all of those resumes or look at them, you know, online. However, I think it's easier for us to have them all in one place, have it secure, and I think Otis can explain to us how that works, so that we can we'll always have access to them, and can actually see them or look at them anytime we want during the review period. And it's usually pretty safe and secure.
Sorry, on the call. Otis, are you on the call?
Lydia's not there yet. But I've done that before, yes.
Otis, are you on the call? Hello, Otis? Wow. I'll text
I
him.
I now have an email from Lydia saying she can't get on the call.
Oh.
She's having the same problem as Janet and Janice and Jose Luis.
If Otis is on, maybe Otis can give her a call.
Otis, well, Otis needs to call, you know, connect three of them to this call. Wow.
Yeah, Lydia is asking for Otis to give a new code because it's not us, this time it's them. I mean,
yeah, but then we all would have to recall into that new code.
Yeah, no, here's what we could do. I could call Lydia and conference her in through my phone. Someone else could call someone else and conference them in through their phone, and we could do it that way. You want to do that?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay.
What about Otis?
We can keep for now like this. Keep the meeting and see Otis obviously send the email. If he can get in, he will change the option. But in the meantime, Jim, you can call Lydia. I can call, I think that I have Jose Luis. I can call Jose Luis.
Okay.
And somebody else can call Janet Coleman. And then we will have all of us in the call, right?
Okay.
Hold on one second. Does that mean that you guys got to hang up?
No.
Not yet. Let's try this.
Because if you do, then we'll take the risk of losing everybody else, too.
But no.
That's right.
No. No, we just make a three-way call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let me try to reach them.
Hello?
I'm trying.
Hello? Okay. Hello? Janet, this is Janet K. I just called Janet C., and I hope she's conferenced in. Janet, are you there?
Yes. Am I here?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Who else? What about Lydia and Jose Luis? Anybody else get them conferenced in? All right, let me try. Sorry?
Jimmy's trying Lydia. I cannot reach Jose Luis. I don't know if somebody else can reach Jose Luis.
All right, I'll try to reach him.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Janet Coleman is on the phone with Janet. Were you able to reach Lydia?
I'm going to try once more. I almost got...
Okay.
Yes, Odie. This is Adriana. We are having problems. Did you hear? Okay. Well, what is asking me if you think that it's an option.
Hello.
Hi. Is everyone out there?
Give us a new phone.
Lydia, are you there?
I'm.
Okay.
No? Is someone else three-way calling the other?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so this is Janet Kay, and I think I've conferenced in Jose Luis as well. So Janet Kay.
You're in.
Yes. Well, but we are calling you in the stream, and I'm talking to you now, but Lydia was my fault.
Who is Adriana talking to?
Otis. I think Otis. Adriana, would you go on mute, please?
What happened to Lydia when she called? What happened
someone
when she called?
Too?
Why?
Yeah, we couldn't. I got dropped and I couldn't call back in. I called and they said, whatever that message is.
It just sits there.
Yeah, the code was on it. Yeah. So anyway, so now I'm three-way called in. So is Jose Luis, I think, right?
And Janet
wait,
Coleman.
Oh, okay. So we're all on now with a three-way call. For some reason, doesn't take
all right,
our
okay. I'm here. I mean, call me if you need me. Okay.
Okay. So we're okay now.
Thank you. We don't need a new code, I don't think. Okay. So moving along. Where I left off was, I think, Jim or Adriana.
Jim was talking.
Oh, okay. Jim, go ahead.
I was saying that I like the idea of having the resumes deposited in one place, in a secure place, and we can go to them whenever we have the time to do so, or through the review period. And it's usually a secure place, and only those of us who can be designated can go to that place to look at the resumes.
Okay, Otis, are you on the call? Can you hear me?
I talked to him, Otis? Lydia.
No, but I need him on the call right now. I can
call him on the phone.
Okay.
He told me to call him on the phone if we need it. I will call him and ask him to be on the call. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Somebody is trying to say something or they're talking to somebody else, but...
Do most people agree that a safe place is better? A particular depository?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll do. I think Otis can arrange it if we can get Otis back on the call. And
Janet
Kay. Yes. Go ahead, Janet.
I think one way to do it might be using Google Docs and only allowing certain people to access it. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Right. There is a way. I mean, we did that.
Right.
But here's the other question. At one point in 2012 when we did it, it was first put up there in a way that you couldn't download it, which meant you couldn't print it. But then it became, too difficult because we had so many resumes. So people elected to have it so that you could download it. And then it's easier also to review when you're going through the first review and the second review to write on the resumes and stuff. We can have a safe place, but in a way that we can download it. Is there any objection to that?
Jose Luis here.
Yeah.
So, we went through this with the executive director. Resumes and so forth. And it was very cumbersome with Google Docs, the downloading and so forth. So my suggestion is that we move away from Google Docs and put them all on Dropbox. That way it downloads to everybody's computer. Everybody gets Dropbox. It just downloads automatically to the people that we send shared links to. It's very efficient. And then at the end, we can get rid of all those files.
And are you going to give us the ability to do that?
Yes, Dropbox is free for everyone.
But I'm saying you're gonna give us very specific instructions as to how to get it, how to get Dropbox.
Yes.
I have it. Okay.
Yes.
And how to access. And then since I have access, send them there. Jose Luis, did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Is that how it works? Like, I would get the resumes and then just put them there?
No, you wouldn't even have to do that. All you have to do is, I'll send instructions. You just download Dropbox. You create an account, you download Dropbox, and then whoever has all the resumes sends, they have it all on their computer, and they send a shared link to people on the committee, and then it automatically downloads everything to your computer, so you don't have to be saving and renaming, and it just duplicates what, let's say Lydia has it on her computer. So Lydia has them all on her computer in Dropbox. She sends me a link. I say yes, and then they all download from Lydia's computer to my computer. She's the owner. She keeps the originals, and I just have copies of them without me having to do anything besides say yes.
Point of information.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
I was able to get to Otis. He wanted to know if he should come on now, and I think
yes.
They said yes.
He's I'm here, but it's whatever you want to do is fine.
Well, no, but what is the option you have to offer us, Otis?
Well, there's a whole system that allows you to put files up and that only people on the committee can see them. And, you can download them, and we've used this a number of times.
Right. Is that in our own system?
Yeah.
This is Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence.
So, you know, the way we had it for the DM at KPFK, we had Otis do what he's saying that he can do. And it was a really easy process to access those resumes, you know.
Well, you all have logins.
I have difficulty with Dropbox and, you know, all the Google stuff, all the technical stuff. I have a lot of difficulty. But even if it's that simple for some people, it's not that simple for me. So I would.
Me either.
Dana K, for the fact.
Okay, Janet and Otis, don't go away. Yeah, Janet.
Okay, so I agree with Lawrence, and I think we should keep it internal. And I'm assuming it would be something where we would have to log in to the PND list, and there would be documents, and you know, there's a you know, one is committees, another is documents, et cetera, and then
right.
Otis can set something up for
right.
that.
It's already there.
Right.
It already exists for this committee.
Right. Well, right. So, Jose Luis, the difference is that when Otis sets it up, is that it includes the interviews. So
I have no problem using we use this for the ED. Otis set up the same system, so that's fine.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay, so Otis, that's what we're going to do, and then you'll help us navigate through that, right?
Yeah, all I have to do, I'm going to send you an email, and hopefully everyone will get it and save it because it's your password, and everybody on this committee has received that at least 5 times.
What, the password?
It made you, when we did it for the GM and I went in, it made me choose a new password.
Yeah, it'll do that because it doesn't want to use a password that anybody knows. And conceivably a password that gets mailed to you could be a password that somebody knows. And then when you get there, you can, you know. Okay.
And then the document to you. It's on at a Pacifica address. Should I just
send
them to you?
It's at KPF. No, you log in and you upload it. You don't.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to use me. It's all set up so that everybody here, can get it. All 58 members. Wait a minute.
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet.
So, yeah, it would only be for the personnel committee members, and it would be a confidential document access.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, not all 50 some odd, but, yeah. Just personnel committee members.
Yeah, exactly.
When we get to the point of having finalists and the PMB committee members want to see it and hear our interviews.
Well, then basically you copy them over to the PMB because the way it works,
Janet
only
K?
The people on this.
Yes, Janet? Wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Otis.
I was just saying only the people on this committee this year have access to this system, you know, to this directory.
Okay. Janet,
Janet. Yes, Janet.
So at the time that the whole CMB would be able to access these resumes, the number of people or the people who would have Otis could change it, not just to the personnel committee, but all the PMB directors, the access. Rather than emailing it to the whole PMB, it could be extended to the other PMB directors. Is that right, Otis?
Well, it has to be uploaded to their directory. You would upload the people that you want them to hear to their directory, to the directory that the PNB can access. This whole system is based on access for people on a given committee.
Right, and so the committee could maybe be changed from just the personnel committee to the PNB.
You would have to upload it. Somebody who's on both would have to upload it to that committee. That's how it
works. Right. So anyway, I don't want to go more into it. But.
Right. So it means instead of like 100 resumes, if the PMB only wants to see the finalists, then you upload that to the PMB register that they all have codes to.
Yeah, because theoretically you guys are, winnowing it down. It would be not much point in you doing this if the PNB is going to look at every resume. At least that's, how I see it. Maybe I'm...
Right. Okay, thank you very much, Otis.
Okay.
So...
Everybody should be getting passwords.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Anybody... Okay, was someone else who's going to speak right now? No? Okay. Well, does someone want to make a motion to this effect? I think Janet did.
Oh, okay.
Is that correct, Janet?
Yeah, basically I move that we let Otis set up a way for the personnel committee members to access the resumes.
I second that.
Okay, thank
and
you.
That, so then and that when... it is time for the whole PMB to access the final resumes, that would also be taken care of by Otis. A method
can we say
to
the
make that happen.
Can we say the resumes of their choice? We don't know if they're going to want to do see the semi-finalists or all of them or the finalists. So.
Whatever. We decide. Initially, it'll just be the personnel committee.
Yeah. Point of question. Don't we as a committee have I guess, the right or the privilege to, after we've made our selections and so forth, we can then just, the final resumes, those who we've selected, and then just those can be uploaded to another location for them to look at. Not all of them, right? Is it?
Right. That's what I was saying, yeah.
But I'm chair. Yeah. Whatever the PMB decides. So the resumes of the.
And I'm
choice.
Chair.
Yes.
Okay.
We need to extend or go to executive session, right?
I would like that we continue in open session, given that we lost a lot of time and we don't have, we're not conducting interviews or discussing the resumes because those haven't been sent out to anyone.
Then I move to continue to cancel executive session and continue in open session.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Good. So we can continue because we still have to get to the questions. And where are we? Okay. Oh, so the next date is the 28th, so that's good. And so for those who got on the call late because of these technical issues with this phone number, let's not use this code again.
is that we decided to extend the deadline to the 28th, and we'll be posting more broadly, and now we have an HR service back to Holman, which we dealt with before, a different point person. And so we do not have to post in the daily newspaper, and that gives us a little bit more latitude within our budget to post to others. She actually recommended something else. But anyway, so that will be ongoing, and so far we only have 16 applicants, but that's because of the limited posting for a variety of reasons that we can now move on. Okay, so next on the agenda is, are we all the way to questions now? Or does anybody else have anything, any more questions about what I have said? No. Okay.
Next agenda item is next meeting, setting next meeting, which
right.
We have. But can we set the next one after that?
No, let's wait and see what happens with do we have one after that, Adriana? Do we have one on the calendar after that?
Yeah, we have the 28th, and we have an open session and executive session for the 28th.
We set that
meeting. Yes, we have it.
Just one more, but we don't have a second one.
But we have one after that, right?
We have only one more. If we need to set the second one, we can.
Okay, any suggestions? Do we want to set another meeting tonight or wait till next week?
Jenna Kay?
Hello.
Jenna
yes.
Kay? Well, I guess it depends on how urgent it is. If we wait until the next meeting, we would have to give notice at that time. But if we want to be sure to have a meeting, you know, within a week of August 28th.
Okay, I would recommend that we, if no one objects to meeting on Friday the 4th, I know that's 2 weeks in a row, but if we do it the 10th, we're looking at having a PMB meeting. Oh, I have to send that notice out. On the 10th, since John Prophet is gone and he'll be back on the 8th, and that way we don't have two meetings back-to-back, number one. Number two, because we've extended the deadline of these, I'd like us to get started. At least I will upload these 16 that came in, and people can start looking at those between now and the 28th. And then whatever comes in this next week, I'll be sending those, and we'll be, you know, able to log in. Start reading those so that we can start putting aside the ones that are not relevant, rather than do them all, you know, have to read through 60 before a given meeting. Does that sound reasonable? Is there any objection to meeting September 4th?
This is Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
That week is my anniversary week, and I may or may not be, but I'm only one person. I may not be able to make that week. That Friday.
Okay. Anyone else? Is that good, bad? Oh, when is the holiday?
The holiday?
That weekend. That weekend.
The holiday is the 3rd.
No, it isn't.
No, it's 7th.
Yeah.
The 7th?
Oh, but it's that weekend.
Yes.
Okay. So, not good. Is anybody objecting? Meeting on the PNB on a Thursday, the 10th, and then meeting again on the 11th?
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet.
Well, the 11th is September, 9/11. I don't know what might be going on that day, but...
Well, we'll do it that evening.
Well, for you, it might be evening, but here in California, it's early evening, but in any case.
Okay. You mean you have heavy-duty 9/11 festivities there?
Yes.
I just didn't know about it. I don't even think we have them. And 9/11 yeah. happened in this.
I would think. I would think it would happen there too in New York. But,
well,
you know.
I think you know, it's a big city. Life goes on.
Yeah, I don't know of any 9/11 event, but you know,
okay.
I should post
9/11?
Yeah, just go ahead and post 9/11.
How do you want it? And we said the same thing that we did with the 28, 45 minutes open and the rest in the executive session?
Yes, because by then we definitely, I mean, I already have resumes. So as soon as we can upload them to the site, we can start reading and we can definitely in executive session start going through them.
Okay, perfect. I'm doing it right now.
Okay, terrific. And, okay, so back to the question.
Oh, Janica, just...
Yes.
Just a silly thing. September 11th is also Patriot Day, according to my calendar. Anyway, just...
You need to get a new calendar.
I thought that's what you meant to begin with.
No. Anyway, sorry.
Okay. So let's move on to completing the interview questions. And we spent a lot of time on, I'm flipping through our papers here. So let's see. I'm going to go, there are certain things we decided to we removed number 4. Jose Luis, you weren't here. So we removed what do you consider your be in fundraising. And the question we spent the most time on was, do you have any experience leading a company out of financial distress into financial health? And the key question there was whether you're leading or whether they're advising, or there were various amendments to that. And then I think we ultimately decided to leave it alone. So... That is what I believe we did, and that is what I believe the minutes reflect.
Janet Kay.
And
point of information. Jim Brown.
Okay. Janet and then Jim.
Well, I had said there were two questions that I had proposed that I thought were included, and I resent them at 8:40 today, 8:41. One of them is, what is your experience preparing budgets and working with multiple interrelated budgets? And the other it was, what has your experience been with nonprofit audits and tax filings? I thought we had approved those two as well.
I don't believe that we approved it. I received those two questions, but we didn't go through and we didn't put it in the minutes, in the questions. That's why I didn't put it there. Yes, I receive it.
Point of order.
In any case, I'd like us to consider that.
Point of order.
Okay. Jim?
Yes, because are we in open session now discussing the questions?
Yes, we're in open session discussing, continuing with the questions that we started at the last meeting.
I mean, anybody who can hear us, I mean? Because we're on the stream, right?
Yes, we're on the stream.
Okay. Are we okay with that? I'm just asking.
Yes. Oh, I know. Okay. So for those who were not here last time,
okay,
it was determined that the questions can be discussed in open session. I actually didn't ask the HR person, but I mean, that's really kind of a prerogative.
Okay.
And because it's not a matter of not discussing a particular person, so it really belongs in open session. It's a process thing. Okay.
Okay.
So, go ahead. Jim?
That was it. I'm okay.
Okay. So did we ever even get to the second question? I didn't. Let me see. No, I think that...
No, we discussed 1, 7, I think, and 4. We eliminate 4. We vote the same way first. And number 7, I think that we modified number 7. That's all that we did in the last meeting.
That's okay. Yeah, that's what we have here. I'm trying to see what is the new number 7 read right now? Adriana, what does the new number 7 read? Oh, there it is. Do you have current business or contractual obligations or activities which might interfere with your position as CFO?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like, isn't that the same thing?
No.
Okay.
We changed it. If you read number 7, it's a little different, and that's what we changed. The original was
contractual obligation
and business activity. The second, the one that we changed, said current business or contractual obligations or activity.
Right, I see it. Yeah. Okay. So now we are. Let's see. We were okay with number 2. Can we just go finish where we are? Have you ever had a setback in your professional career, that should say? And can you tell us what you learned from it? That was okay with everybody, right? Is that okay with everyone? No one raised it. Hello? Okay. Hearing no one speak up. We're going to just say that's okay. And the next, number 3, was what are you looking for in this position that you are not getting out of your current job? Was everyone okay with that?
Yeah, okay.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet?
I'm just thinking now that there are questions that the personnel committee would be asking in the initial interview, I'm assuming, and then we would be recommending questions that the PND would be asking when it comes to that. And so I'm wondering whether we might think about which of these questions may be more appropriate for the PND to ask.
Lawrence, to the stack.
Okay, and then just for clarification, these are the questions for us to interview. So if you disagree with us interviewing it and want to qualify it and put it aside for the PND, please speak up. Okay, Lawrence.
Yes, so the last one that you read.
Okay, so Jackie,
I would like that.
PMB.
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence.
So just on that question, I was wondering that maybe the person is not currently working. So I was wondering if we could include in their previous positions or previous jobs. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that? So it would read, what are you looking for in this position that you are not getting out of your current or previous job?
That works.
Okay. Next is number 4, we deleted. Number 5, are you apprehensive of anything regarding this position? Okay. Hearing no objections, that's an okay. What is the relevance of the Pacifica mission today? I think that's pretty universal. Okay, no objection to that.
Janet
Kay. Number 7. Yes, Janet Kay.
Well, I'm just wondering, wouldn't that be, well, unless we, the personnel committee would be asking this question and then the PND also asking this question. I mean, I think this is something that the PND would want to hear overall. Numbers,
hey, Janet,
what is the relevance?
But you're not objecting to it being asked by this committee.